Dylan and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe. In this world filled with serious news reports and people doing stupid things, we say every little thing is gonna be alright. Yeah. Here's another story from a member of Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe.
The Good Vibe Tribe brought to you by FindMassMoney.gov. If you or somebody you know has a nonprofit, check the list at FindMassMoney.gov. We have Neil Cohen joining us inside the Good Vibe Tribe this morning. Hey, Neil.
Good morning. How are you?
We're doing great. So the Lawrence P. Cohen Memorial Scholarship Foundation has announced the first two recipients of its annual scholarship program, and I'm going to assume somehow you were related.
Lawrence was my father, so my dad was my hero, as they would say. He founded our law firm that I now run, and I went to work for him when I was in my late 20s, and we had an impeccable relationship. And as he moved on and then passed away, I was obviously distraught and grieving and trying to find a way to honor his legacy. Mm. And I thought that would help me grieve. And I have a corporate outing where I entertain my guests, and I call it the parking lot party, my clients and my vendors. And I, on it that afternoon, on a whim, sat down and wrote a speech and founded a scholarship foundation. And then by the time guests left the parking lot and the music was over and the food was gone, I had already had $20,000 worth of scholarship pledges.
Wow.
Gosh, wow.
Yeah. It became a mind of its own. It took off, and it's something that's amazing. And the greatest gratification that I've had in the last couple of years would be handing two students $10,000 checks to help them pay for tuition in their upcoming college years.
And you're doing this to honor your dad's name and to also help kids have a brighter future who have maybe gone through some struggles. Can you talk about the two recipients this year and what they've gone through?
I can. To me, it's about perseverance. It's about not quitting. It's about the follow through and the drive. And so this year's first two recipients, a gentleman by the name of Isaac, is a pediatric cancer survivor who's decided to take his academic desire to become a oncologist to Rhode Island College.
I love that.
Wow.
Yeah, pretty interesting. And then our second recipient is a young lady named Kaylin. And Kaylin has persevered through learning differences, multiple roadblocks to become a very, very, very good student. And Kaylin has persevered through some family tragedy, some other things that have been she had this amazing, heartwarming scholarship application that when I let my wife read them, she said, "Oh, that's the winner right there." And she had no idea. She had no idea who they were. They were all blind copied. And she said, "This is amazing."
If people are interested in getting involved, maybe they want to donate, or even they want to nominate somebody for next time around, you can text us here in the studio at 617-655-1234. Again, 617-655-1234. I think the biggest compliment that I can pay you, there's no doubt you're making your dad proud. This is incredible. And how you've dialed it into two specific needs is really just unique. And I love this so much.
Yeah, I appreciate that. And, I think, as they would say, looking down from where he is, he would be proud and he would be amazingly happy that these kids are benefiting from their perseverance. And that's, you know, when obstacles come in your way and you're able to push it outside of the scope of a roadblock, it really says how and why. And that's been something that's been so important to my family, and that was developed with my father and my parents and the way they raised my brother and I, who also sits on the board. But the board has taken on a life of its own. It's, you know, there's seven people from all different demographics. We have people in the marketing world. We have people in the sports world. We have people in the business world. We just announced that our second annual fundraiser is going to be November 7th. Rocking a Cause. We're going to have a concert at the Cape Club in Sharon, where we're hoping to exceed the total raised last year in one night. You know, we do one a year. We've got a logo that I want to make prominent throughout Eastern Massachusetts that everybody knows. This is the Scholarship Foundation that gives back to kids that have persevered.
And Dan, we now have a friend who's a lawyer. Now, I'm not saying we get in trouble a lot, but
it's never a bad thing.
it's always good to have a lawyer on speed dial, even if I'm just a corporate lawyer.
A good lawyer and a good mechanic and all the time.
Right.
Well, honestly,
to divert, when I went to work for my father, he said someone needs to sell the cars and someone needs to repair the cars. He goes, you need two of those to make something successful. So I became the car salesman and he became the mechanic.
That's great. Well, so Neil, it was wonderful to have you. You and everybody at the Lawrence B. Cohen Memorial Scholarship Foundation are officially members of the Carson and Kennedy Good Vibe Tribe.
Thank you. And it's lpcohenfoundation.org.
Well, it's nice to meet you, Neil. Thanks again.
Pleasure. And thank you for having me on. It was great.
If you know someone who should be celebrated in the Carson and Kennedy Good Vibe Tribe, call or text us now, 617-655-1234. Keep up the good vibes there, Boston.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.